With a newer, larger Nigel House set to be completed next June or July, the current facility's longest-term resident is excited about making the move. The new building is steadily taking shape next door to the present facility, which dates back to the 1970s and wasn't built for its use as a complex care residence. There were updates in the 1990s, but even they are inadequate now. James Trendle, 68, has lived at Nigel House for 32 years. Known as Jimmy by some, he came to Nigel House after living in a series of foster homes when he was younger. He currently shares a room, and is looking forward to having his own space when the new building opens. "To have your own room, I think, is a big deal," said recreational therapist Rob Richter, who has worked at Nigel House for 27 years, and says he and Trendle have developed a close bond. "It's a unique relationship with healthcare, I would say," he said. "Very seldom do you get to be with your clients for that length of time." Trendle has multiple conditions including cerebral palsy and is nonverbal, but is able to communicate with an iPad, said Richter. "He can't speak, but he's very much part of the community here." Nigel House residents range in age from 23 to 74, and have varying levels of disability. They receive 24-hour care, and most use wheelchairs. Trendle likes to get out and go for walks with Richter, especially when communal dog Clover comes along. "One of our favorite things to do is go and look at the new Nigel House and see the progress," Richter said. Trendle also likes being on the Galloping Goose and Lochside trails, which are nearby, and enjoys special events that bring everybody at Nigel House together. "Halloween is, I would say, his favorite," Richter said. Trendle dressed up as the Joker for the Nigel House Halloween party last week. He said that Trendle has done a lot of volunteering over the years, including at the Beacon Hill Park Petting Zoo and the SPCA. "He loves animals," Richter said. "He's always giving money to the SPCA." Mandy Parker, Vice President of Philanthropy and Communications for Broadmead Care, which runs Nigel House, said one section of the new Nigel House already has the windows in and drywalling is underway, while the long-term care side has overhead lifts in place. "They're coming along really nicely in terms of construction," she said. "We've been through and it looks tremendous." The first few floors of the six-story complex in particular are starting to have a more finished look, Parker said. "They're working from the bottom up." The $50 million project, a partnership between Broadmead Care and BC Housing, got underway in October 2021 off Vernon Avenue, between Saanich Road and Ravine Way. While the old building has 26 residents, the replacement will have room for 41 people needing complex care, as well as 37 independent living units and 10 units of affordable housing. With construction progressing well at the new site, attention has turned to a campaign to raise $1.5 million for furnishings, fixtures and equipment that will enhance people's safety and comfort, things like custom-designed beds and communication devices. The campaign includes a focus on inclusion and dignity for the younger adults who will live there, Broadmead Care said. To donate to the Nigel House project, go to broadmeadcare.com/nigel-house-donations. Jay Bell at timescolonist.com.